Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, I'm just waiting for the music to end, and then we'll be on with the show. Even though I try to shut it down, sometimes, you know, it's an internet connection, I think. So, we're going to talk about an interesting theme today. If I could just go away, we can talk about my very interesting theme today. About enlightenment, spiritual enlightenment, level of absence. Oh, there it goes. It's gone. Yeah, maybe I should just, I like the music, though, so why should I get rid of it, right? Okay, we're going to talk about enlightenment. Oh, that's a big subject, and you're going, oh, no, another topic on a boring spiritual theme. No, it's not a boring spiritual theme. It's about getting whatever you want in your life by focusing on, you know, let me back up a little bit. When, you know, the idea of enlightenment is really about living in the moment. Being present, being alive, accepting where you're at. Now, not that you don't want change, but you really do accept it. Because if you live in the idea of I'm living always in the future, well, I'm going to back up a little bit. You know what? I'm going to let my spirit teachers talk to you about this a little bit more. And when I think about living enlightenment, I think I'm thinking in terms of living from the heart, living from the soul, and not from the mind. It's about turning things over to a different part of your essence. Stop living from the ego, the mind. You know, the mind is really good for about three or four different things, and it's not necessarily good for living your life because your mind directs you. The mind gets you functioning, doing things, you know, getting up in the morning, getting to work, functioning in those day-to-day habits. But the mind doesn't. The soul is what's the enriching part of your body. Okay, so I have a couple articles on that, but I think I am going to start the show by letting my spirit teachers, the Sarah Group, speak to you about, you know, as you, many of you don't know, I'm a trans channel. I go under, let my spirit teachers, like the Abraham material. There's been lots of channeling throughout history. Some good, some bad, some effective, some not so effective. Some are channeling higher self, which is okay. The greater part of your own being, that's fine. And you know, I read some books on this, and you know, some psychologists will say, well, channeling, you're just tapping into your other side of your own consciousness. Well, maybe I'm just tapping into my soul, my higher self, and that's cool too. But if it likes to call itself Sarah, that's fine. It's the feminine aspect of myself. But from my perspective, I am dealing with my higher self, my spiritual teachers. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to let them channel. And let them talk about enlightenment. So I'm going to go away. Let them talk about it because I'm, my thought patterns, I've been reading a lot about it and watching videos on it. But I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you because they define it a little bit better than I do. So we're asked to talk about enlightenment. Or is there such a thing as enlightenment? You might wonder, well, is there really such a thing as enlightenment? What does it mean to be enlightened? You know, people have been throwing that idea around for centuries. What does it mean to be in this other state of consciousness or this awareness? I guess the word awareness, we would say the word awareness has a lot to do with enlightenment, being aware of. You know, what do you want to be aware of? What's important for you to be aware of? And we would answer that by saying who you are, who you really are. What is the essence of you? You know, since you were children, you've been taught and you've learned and you've come to understand the ego, the part of you, the personality that you are, and how it reflects into the world. But that's gotten you in a little bit of trouble, hasn't it? It's gotten some difficulties in your challenges in your life. Not, we're saying that challenges aren't part of the human existence, but living from that unaware of what your soul intended, what your higher self intended, who you really are, who you're really connected, has brought about into your society all kinds of problems, hasn't it? The fact that you don't know that you are connected to everything else and that you are actually part of the whole, then you're not separate from the whole, but you are part of the whole. Now that's enlightenment, isn't it? Coming to that understanding and recognition that you are not at the absolute human. Okay, you're going to go, wait a minute, I'm human, you can see, I have flesh and bones, I'm human. The driving force behind you is not human. The driving force behind you is your soul, your essence. And enlightenment is coming to that recognition of who you really are. Okay, what is that? Who are you really? Is it your personality? There's part of it in the human existence. There's personality. That's important to have your personality, have your likes, your dislikes. But who are you really? We would like to compare it to a computer. Okay, you have a computer, whatever computer you have, right? And if you turn that computer on, does it do anything? It needs software, firmware to make it function, doesn't it? You can have a hard drive, you can have a computer, and that computer can function to some degree, but you need software. Now, what kind of software? What kind of software do you need? Now, you could have the ego software that just feeds back to you, oh, you're wonderful, you're fine, you're okay, this is good, this is good, this is good. Or you can function from a higher level of software, which would tell you, you're God. You're the divine. You're the divine incarnated in a human being. Okay, those are remarkable words. But you've forgotten that. Somewhere you've put that software aside, and you function on the software that gets you a job and does all the day-to-day activities and helps you to drive a car. And all of that software that you run on a daily basis, and some of it is very repetitious. It tells you the same thing over and over, gets you out of bed, gets you functioning. But you've pushed aside the software, the essence of the higher software that tells you you're a spirit being. You're in a human body, and you have a purpose in the human body. But along with that purpose, there's an essence around you. There's a soul that's around you always that's feeding information if you're willing to accept it, feeding guidance if you're willing to accept it. And once you come to recognize who you really are, then you're enlightened. Once you can say, well, I'm more than my body. I'm a lot more than my body. I'm a divine being in human form. I'm a spirit being who has come into a human form to occupy that human form, to learn to what it means to be a human, to experience things on the human level, to benefit others in the human level, to make the planet a better place. You've come to experience. You didn't come into a lifetime as just a human to experience things on the physical level, to touch, taste, feel, smell. Okay? You've come into a human life to experience it at the soul level, to pick up the energy, to experience the vibration of the human existence, and to be able to take in that information, that knowledge, and be able to use it in your next reincarnation or to your physical, non-physical experience. Now, once you leave the body, you take this vast amount of information and knowledge and guidance that you've received as a human, and you take it into the non-physical world. Now, some of it's not accepted. The negativity, the fear, the anxiety, that's all left behind. But what you do move into the physical world, from the physical to the non-physical, is a recognition of the planet Earth, and in understanding the problems of the planet Earth and the understanding the living conditions, and you use that energy that to model new, to create new, to inspire, to help the planet grow and develop. So who are you? You know, there's an expression that people use, I'm a spirit being living in a human body. Well, that's enlightenment once you can recognize that and really, really accept it and a heart level feeling. So we're going to kind of conclude this discussion a little bit more about living from the heart or living from the soul or living from your essence of who you really are. Because who you are is that divine being encased in a human body. So what does that mean? How does that drive your life? Well, you don't make decisions based on ego, based on fear, based on anxiety. You don't make decisions based on all of those negative energies that float around you all the time because people have come to accept it, rely on it, allow it. But you make decisions and you guide your life from the energy and the vibrations of your soul, your higher self. You follow the guidance, the gut feelings, the heartfelt feelings, the emotions of love, kindness, forgiveness, compassion, all those high vibrational. So once you start to recognize that, this is where I'm living my life. I'm living it from this higher vibrational place. I'm living it from my heart, my soul. I'm living it from my enlightenment because I know that's who I really am. Your ego will take second place. Your ego will take second place. The anxiety will be replaced with love. The fear will be replaced with love. Selfishness will be replaced with compassion and kindness. The negative energies that you have developed over the years because of living in a negative environment will be replaced by high vibrational positive energies. Think about that for a moment. How do you want to live your life? Do you want to live your life from love, compassion, forgiveness, kindness, generosity of your spirit, empathy for others? Or do you want to live your life from fear, fear of loss, fear that you're not good enough, fear that if you if you are successful, somebody else is not going to be successful? Do you live from fear and anxiety and frustration and all of those negative energies? Or do you want to become enlightened, to use that term in our description of enlightenment, to live from knowing who you really are? That you are a spirit being who's become into a human body to learn from being in a human body, to actually pass on from this into this human essence, this human mind, this human being, this human, the essence of what it means to be enlightened, to live from a higher vibration, to gain the wisdom and knowledge. Because everywhere around you in the universe, there's knowledge. The universe is based on knowledge. The universe is based on information. Everything in the universe, you know, science will say that there's everything is connected, and in this connectivity and this energy of the universe, which they have finally come to discover, is information, is knowledge. You know, you call it the Akashic Records. What's all that information is out there. It's in the universe. It's in the physical universe. It necessarily, well, let's describe it to this energy that science is picking up on in the universe, this matter that they're invisible matter that they're picking up on, this energy that they're picking up on. You could say that this energy is a reflection of higher energy, of spirit energy, of divine energy, and now in more of a physical form. See, science says that there's no difference between matter. No real difference between matter and energy. They show each other. So the universe, all the universe is energy. Information. Energy is based on information. The energy is based on knowledge, based on growth, based on development of this energy growing, this knowledge growing, this wisdom growing. this divine mind, let's just call it that, which you all live with and part of, is divine energy. Divine energy is everything you never needed to know, because everything you do and say is put into that divine energy. The divine energy, the divine source of all energy source, will not continue to allow negativity, negative thoughts, negative ideas. It recognizes them and it rejects them. It recognizes the negativity of your world and other worlds. It recognizes that the fear, the anxiety, the frustration, all of those negative energies, but it rejects them. It puts them back on you to reject. You need to reject them as much as the universe, as much as the mind of God recognizes there are those negative energies in the universe, but it rejects them. It puts them back. It sends them back. It sends them back for you to change them. You know, negative energies, if they're not relied on, if they're not thought of, if they're not used, will disappear. Love will conquer. Love will last. Love and the higher vibrational energies will continue on in all forms and everywhere in the universe. But the negativity will lose its power. If love surrounds and encompasses negativity, it will shrivel away. Negativity will go away. So you need to think about that for your own lives. If you continue to think negative thoughts, you give it power. You give part of your energy field to it. And that takes away from your energy field of expressing kindness, love, empathy, compassion, joy. How are you joyful when you're feeling negative all the time? You're not. So what we say to you is the true self, who you are as an enlightened being, expresses joy, love, compassion. You know who you really are. You're of that divine nature. You're of that spirit. But you really live it. You feel it. You don't rely on the mind and all the negative thoughts and ideas. No, the mind rules your life and runs your life for you. But if you really want answers, if you really want guidance, go to your soul, go to your essence, go to your heart, go to those energy fields, those chakras, if you want to use that term, and if you recognize it and learn about it, go to those chakras and receive that divine wisdom that you are part of. Because you're tapping into this field of knowledge and information and this positivity, and you can do it every day. So if you have to make decisions, you can use your mind, you can use the chatter, everything the mind has taken in from the world and all kind of stored away, and you're going to repeat back what the world has to say. Or you can go to your higher self and go to that auric field around you that carries a reflection, an image of, or a duplication of all the wisdom that's ever been generated throughout time, all the love, all the guidance that has been generated throughout time is available through your own higher self, your soul. So where do you want to rely on? You want to be enlightened and tap into that? Or do you want to stay very physical and tap into the mind and all the knowledge and all the books and all this and all that it's taken in, which may mislead you from knowing who you truly really are? So that's enlightenment. Enlightenment is knowing who you really are and living that way. So that's our lesson on enlightenment. So think about it. Where do you want to live? How do you want to live? What do you want to live by? The soul, the essence, the wisdom of all that ever has existed? The love, the kindness, the compassion, the joy, the adventure, the bliss, that is all that is out there? Or do you want to live from the negativity, the fear, the anxiety of the world? Think about it. Make your choices. You make choices every day. That's a big choice. And you'll flip back and forth. You'll live days by the ego, and the fear will come in, and you go, oh, I'm so fearful today. You can choose. You can say, okay, but today I'm going to live from the heart. I'm going to live from the soul. I'm going to live from my higher self. I'm going to live from love. I'm going to live from joy. I'm going to live to be happy. I'm going to live to be compassionate. I'm going to live to be kind to others. I'm going to achieve success in my life by living by those principles of my higher self. I'm going to do good for others. I'm going to do good for myself. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to experience life fully from a joyful state. Doesn't limit what you can have. Doesn't limit your capacity to manifest, you know, nice things into your life. But why do you want those? Because it makes you feel good, right? Right? But you're still living from love. You're still living from compassion. You're still living from kindness. But where is your energy? Is your energy gathered around just, oh, I'm just going to accumulate these material things? Well, you could. But that's still, again, running from your ego. It's not running from a higher self that says, it's nice to have nice things, but the more important thing is to connect to who you really are. Taking the wisdom and knowledge of the universe to that astra, that field, that matrix, that Akashic records that will give you wisdom and guidance on how to live your life to benefit yourself and others, knowing that you're interconnected to everything. You know, kindness and generosity are a way to live lives, which means you give, you share. You don't consume and take in just for your own selfishness. You give. Whatever comes through, you share. Because there's a joy in sharing, a joy in giving, a joy of living from that place. So enlightenment is part of that. So we'll conclude our discussion. We could go on for hours on this discussion of enlightenment and what it means to live from your higher self, your soul, your heart, and how to make decisions from that. We would recommend that you meditate on that. Go into meditation. Learn to do a deep meditation where you tap into your higher self, where you're not working from the mind. You're working from the consciousness of your soul. And once you get there and you experience that, you experience the joy of doing that. You know, George Ritz watched something that talked about resistance. And let's just take a moment, and we're going to conclude, but let's just pop this idea of resistance in. When you're working in from ego, when you're working from fear and anxiety and frustration and all those negative things, you've put up resistance from good. You've put up resistance to allowing the flow of positivity, the flow of divine nature, the flow of the universe into you, into the wisdom and knowledge. Because the universe, source, God, rejects negativity. Your negativity puts up a wall. Your fear puts up a wall. So you want that resistance of good by having fear, anxiety, frustration, all those negative things, puts up a resistance to receiving good. So you want to let go of the resistance, don't you? You want to receive good. You want to see wisdom, knowledge, and guidance on how to live your life to be successful. So let go of resistance. Let go of fear. Let go of behaviors that create resistance to good, to positive energies, to living from the soul. So think about it. Meditate on that. Meditate on letting go and allowing. Letting go and allowing. So thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Whoa. That was a long session with them, wasn't it? I don't usually talk that long with my spirit guides. Okay, I have a caller. You know where we're at today. We're talking about enlightenment. So that's the concept of enlightenment, what it is. My spirit guides gave a really great discussion on that. I'm glad I let them do it and not me do it, because they're much more in tune to what enlightenment is as a human. Okay, I'll take a call, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about living from the heart. Heart, how to live from that soulful place, that connection to all that there is, living from those records. Okay? So let me take a call. Hello?
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 Hey, how are you today?
Fine. Whom Hello? Am I speaking to? Yeah, whom am
Hi,
I speaking to?
You're speaking with Lisa.
How is Lisa today? What's going on, Lisa?
I am doing.
Go ahead. You cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You only have a couple minutes, Lisa. So we have to kind of get to the. We got to move along quickly here,
okay,
if you don't mind.
Can you hear me quick?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You hear me better? Yeah. I was just checking to see if there were any messages. that you're picking.
Yeah, well, this whole show is about enlightenment. I don't know if I'm going to get a message.
Oh, listening. No. Okay, I can call back another time. Just leave me on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to put this on. Oh, I'll just leave. Yeah, I won't. I can do with that. I think she's still there. Okay, good. I get confused, all these things. So let me get into maybe how to live from the heart a little bit more. And this is from Dr. Gail Brenner. The happiness you seek is already there. I like that. It's already part of you, right? Here's number one. There were some points that she made, and I thought some of these were really kind of appropriate for our discussion today. Number one was ask what love would do. I remember I had a client once that I said that. Well, I asked what love would do, and she goes, oh, I don't want to talk about love. And I thought, uh-oh, we got some negativity going on here, and so I dropped the subject. But what would love do? Didn't want to hear about love, so hopefully you do. In any situation, look for the response that is peaceful and free of stress. We could say free of any negativity, right? Negative fear, stress, anxiety, frustration, anger. You want to seek love. So what would compassion do? What would kindness do? What would joy do? What would empathy do in these cases? So choose love. You know, I always ask you a question. What will love do? What would higher vibrations do in this particular situation? I like the next one. I'm going to skip around a little bit. I'm not going to use all of these because I don't have time anyway, and it's just like, okay. No, treat yourself like gold. When it comes to love, you are included too. So loving yourself. Don't beat up on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so negative about yourself. What was me? Oh, what was me? No, it's a hard one because the world is full of negativity and fear and anxiety, and it's easy to get caught up, as my spirit guide said, in the energy and negativity of the world. But don't. Treat yourself with love. You make a mistake, so what? You've learned. You're not going to do it, right? I like number six, and say I'm skipping around a little bit because there are like 10 of these. And number six, I think, is really appropriate to our discussion today. Don't obsessively plan. In fact, only plan when absolutely necessary. Planning is in the mind. Whoa, okay, that's what we get into right here. And when you realize how little planning you actually need, there is spare space to recognize that you are alive right now. And in the aliveness, let your heart glow. Let me give you an idea about a little bit more on that kind of topic. You know, each day, set an intention. I'm going to tap into my higher self today, asking my higher self, what should I do today? How do I handle this particular situation? Now, sometimes you have to plan. I'm going to go on vacation in 3 months because I have some time off and I can take my time off. Now, that's logical planning, right? Oh, I'm going to take vacation. And you might want to plan where you want to go, and you get all excited about doing things, and this will be a great vacation. So you plan it. But, you know, but you're planning on basing your let's say your vacation planning in this particular situation is really based on your heart. Where does your heart want to go? Where does your soul want to go? What's practical? Practical to some degrees, but where does your heart want to go? What does your heart want to do? Are you choosing vacations and trips all based on my ego? Well, no. Think about choosing, making decisions based on your higher self, your heart, your soul. Even then, life will be easier, won't it? Life will be better because you're listening to this greater part of yourself that's saying, yeah, take this job. It's a good one. Don't take that job. It's not. Doesn't feel right. Following that gut feeling, following that feel right feeling. Okay. And you get a practice of doing that. You get into that practice of following your soul on making decisions. Life gets easier. Decisions become wiser. You manifest more things into your life because you're doing it from without resistance. The spirit talks about resistance, letting go of all resistance to what is higher. What is divine? What is in that Akashic records that are floating everywhere, that energy field that carries all the knowledge and wisdom of all there ever existed? You can tap into that. Science recognizes that everything that's ever been spoken or thought is out there in that, let's use the word matrix. So I love you guys. I'll be back on Monday. I'm out of time. I could go on and on about this, but I won't. Love you. I will talk to you soon. Bye now.